Well, even though just about every commodity has a strong price going through the first quarter of this year, don't expect that trend to continue. Matter of fact, Pat Westhoff, who's the director of the Food Policy Institute, says he is expecting increased livestock profits, but he does think crop prices are going to decline.
After three straight years of high crop prices and good returns to most producers in the crop sector, we're probably looking at much lower crop prices in front of us. At the same time, we're probably seeing increased profitability in the livestock sector.
Westhoff is predicting corn will average just over $4 a bushel, not only for this year, but maybe the next 3 to 5 years. And beans, after being around $12.50 to $13 this year, will probably range in that $10.50 to $11 range over the next 2 to 4 years. As far as dairy, we've seen extremely high prices, and the question is, where will they go from here? Well, according to agricultural economist Bob Kropp, he says we can expect milk prices to average lower for the second half of the year, but no sharp decline in milk prices is anticipated. The Class 3 price, which now is over $23 a hundredweight, is likely to be in that $19 to $20 range by early summer and end the year near $18. And he adds, if this holds, the Class 3 price for the year will still average well over $19 a hundredweight. That's well above last year's average of just under $18. And he said the all-milk price should average over $21 a hundredweight compared to $21.01 from last year. With tight supplies already on the beef front and now a reduction in the pork supply, we are starting to see a rise in the retail food price, something that could continue for the rest of the calendar year.
We've already seen grocery prices rise more in the first 2 months of 2014 than they rose in all of 2013. To a large extent, we're seeing retailers push their prices up as they've absorbed losses consistently for the last year, 18 months or so.
Those comments by Rick Volpe, who said despite the drought in California, that has not had an impact yet on the higher retail prices.
There's a lot of concern about the ongoing drought in California. A lot of concern about what's happening to fruit and vegetable prices and produce production and all that. It's definitely still too soon to identify what sort of an impact this may or may not have on food prices. And we certainly have not seen any discernible impact on national average grocery prices yet.
Well, block cheese continues to grow in strength, picking up another 0.75 cents on Thursday and now pricing to $2.42¾ cents per pound. Meanwhile, barrels decline a half cent, and so there is quite a discount from the barrels to the blocks, with the barrels at $2.30. However, butter gained a half cent to $1.91. Class 3 prices, we have March, $23.31, April off 4 at $23.01, and June, that is up a nickel to $20.55. Board of Trade, lower day, May corn down 9.25 to $4.78 a bushel, September down 8.5 to $4.81. Your beans for May up 2.5 cents to $14.33¼ cents, September off 4¾ at $12.53¼ cents, while wheat for May drops 12 cents to $7.06 a bushel. On the livestock trade, fed cattle remains firm. Choice beef steers and heifers 118 to 140. Holstein steers top at 119. Slaughter cows, cutting utilities 85 to as much as 112. Most of the slaughter cows 67 to 84. Replacement bull calves 150 to 315. Heifer calves 75 to 275. Barrels and gelts 70 to 82. And market lambs 158 and down. And that's your lowdown on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.